Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, today we're going to be sharing someone's journey. In fact, we're going to a part of the world that we don't have often the opportunity to visit, and I believe it's New Zealand. My guest today is Couric Ashley. The book is How Would Love Respond? Couric, welcome to the show.
It is great to be with you, Donna. I'm talking to you from Auckland, New Zealand.
From Auckland, New Zealand. I just think that that is probably, absolutely, one of the loveliest places on this planet.
It's a great city. It's usually cold and rainy here. I'm just here. We're doing some publicity and some seminars and things like that. I actually live on the Sunshine Coast of Australia, which is even better.
Aha, there we go. Now, Couric, you are originally from Chicago. You're a man that has gone from the positioning of being almost homeless to being a millionaire and then some. You have worked in more than 13 countries around the world. You speak to more than 10,000 people a year. Your life has taken you from the involvement with the rich and famous to those that will never be listed on the front page of a newspaper. Your book is about empowering other people. Your title fascinated me. Dr. Richard Petty had referred me to you, and you were gracious enough to send me your material. Your book starts out right off the bat with your story. But one sentence you had in that first portion of your book is, you always get what you ask for, and it rarely comes in a package that you think it's supposed to. Those
are
powerful
words.
Well, that's
correct. I mean, life's not fair. We've figured that one out, and it's not going to turn out the way that it should. It just turns out the way that it does, and it comes down to what are you going to do with it that creates the life that you get. And, you know, the things that happen in your life, it's, when you look back at them, you know, you go, wow, it got me to where I am today. So it really was what you were asking for. It's just not the way you thought it was supposed to show up, that's all.
I know. It doesn't always show up like in the Hollywood movies. And speaking of Hollywood movies, the very first chapter in your book, you talk about working as a stuntman and being around the rich and famous. Let's go into a little bit of that background. Tell us how you began this adventure.
Well, I actually started when I was 12. I wanted to be an actor, and I told my father that, and he didn't think I had enough drive or talent. So I lied about my age and went down and auditioned in Chicago at Second City Theater and got on stage there, and then by 18 moved out to Hollywood, worked on both sides of the camera, where I also did 500 movies behind the camera as a key and dolly grip, and had done 38 films. I've done two films with John Travolta. I've worked with Sylvester Stallone, Chuck Norris, Charlie Sheen, Russell Crowe. So I really, I had the dream life that I wanted, and I'm sure that you know from just reading the book, during one of my adventures, working with Chuck Norris in the Philippines, I had a real tragedy that happened. We were involved in a helicopter crash, and five of my friends died, and it kind of put my life into a very negative tailspin for a while. So.
And a tailspin it was, because you really had to experience some unique and unusual happenings, and one of those experiences was depression, and I know there's a lot of people that go through it, but it was something you just couldn't shake, because you kept having flashbacks and various nightmares, and you were experiencing, using your words, the crash from the inside, and you said nothing made any sense. As it turned out, you had some very prophetic reoccurring bad dreams, and you almost went into a similar experience the second time, didn't you?
Yes, well, the Hollywood saying is the show must go on, and so literally 2 months after the helicopter crash in the Philippines, we were called back to finish the movie, and we went to Tennessee, but nobody really felt like going to the Philippines again to, you know, experience the place where the crash had happened. So they decided to finish the movie in Tennessee, and my first scene that I had to complete again was the scene where the helicopter crashed. And you don't really think about that, you know, before you get there. And what I was, you know, informed on was that the camera was destroyed during the helicopter crash. And in order to complete the movie, we still had to finish that scene. So here I am in an exact replica, exact duplicate of that same helicopter that crashed. We're on top of a mountaintop, just like we were in the Philippines. And as the helicopter took off and went off over the side of the mountain, the same thing happened where the helicopter started plummeting to the ground at high speed. And we thought I was going to die this time as well as the first time. And yet the pilot at the last minute literally pulled it out and used the airspeed of the helicopter rushing towards the ground to lift off and saved us. So it was one of those kind of Twilight Zone kind of an episodes where you think that, you know, the same thing that I escaped the first time was going to take me the second.
Now, after this experience, you were going through what I'd call post-traumatic stress syndrome, and at the same time, you were having something of a paranormal happening, and that was that there was a very good friend of yours, Mike, that died in the first crash that you mentioned. And you found yourself being able to see the whole experience as if you were him. Am I correct?
Yes. The flashbacks that I was having every night and the nightmares were literally from a point of view in the helicopter that I actually wasn't in. You know, I wasn't there. I mean, I was on the helicopter and had stepped off and was on the ground as the chopper took off and then went over the side of the mountain and crashed. My flashbacks and the nightmares I was having were from Mike's point of view, and I couldn't figure it out why I kept seeing this crash happening over and over again, but through somebody else's, basically, eyes. And, well, as you read on, you start to realize why that happened, and I certainly did. It was a little more challenging than I was used to experiencing in my life, and yet it was as real gets for me, and it was something that I was forced to have to go through.
You also found that you were having experiences with Mike coming back and communicating with you.
Yeah, Mike was, he's as clear as you see anybody else, at least he was to me, and I was quite shocked. The first time that I saw Mike was I had just escorted his body back to San Francisco, and they had his funeral and everything, and I was sitting in my hotel room reading, and I saw somebody out of the corner of my eye come through the front door of the hotel room, and it turned out it was Mike standing there. And, you know, after that, you know, he made many more appearances, and I had a mission that he asked me to help him complete. And so for the next 2 years, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, to somebody who doesn't really know me, but, you know, I wasn't into seances or meditation or, you know, afterlife, those things very much. And yet I was forced into having these experiences where I was seeing Mike on a quite regular basis and helping him fulfill this destiny that he had. So,
you also had another friend who died in a hospital. You were there. You were talking with him. All of a sudden, he's gone. And it was very traumatic in that this man's wife, who was just a few minutes away, wasn't there when he passed. And she took out all of her anger on you. And it just seemed like one thing after another kept happening to you. And then you went down the tubes a little bit with what you call disempowering behavior. And often when we walk a road in life, things like that can happen. When you disempowered yourself, that was teaching you some tremendously powerful lessons.
Well, a lot of people, they've heard my story on stage and, you know, all the seminars and workshops that I give and all the media that I've done. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, man, it's guys like you who have such a great life today. They always have this real traumatic story, you know, of like you, the helicopter crash and the drug use and the suicide attempts that you made and all those things. And then they say, you know, I wish I had something like that so I could have a great story. And the truth is that no, you don't, because there's a lot of people where the gun actually does go off or the cocaine does kill you or something else. It's just the way that I was given my lessons for life, and I guess it really comes down to what do you take out of what happened. You know, you got to remember there's a lot of other people who were also involved in the helicopter crash who also lost their friends there with me, and some of them, to them, that was just another day at work, and, you know, they handled it quite easily. For me, it was quite traumatic. And so, again, it's how you handle it and what do you deal with it, and then certainly looking for the gifts that are within your experiences. And the ways that you do that is by asking those questions, is how can I look at this in an empowering way, and, you know, what can I learn from this that's going to improve the quality of my life? And certainly one of those very powerful questions is what am I grateful for? Because as soon as you start asking that question, you start changing the way that you feel about the same experiences that you have, even the worst-case scenarios.
Now, your friend Mike kept coming back to you because there was something he needed to accomplish. Because he had passed to the other dimension, he did not have the physiological power to do what you could do. So he wanted you to help him with this, and he would direct you into what he called the light. And because of this, you ended up meeting a woman named Carol that was sort of a guiding essence with you so you could be stable through this. Tell us a little bit about the gift from the light that you received.
Well, Carol was a medium that taught me how to do an out-of-body experience because, Susan wanted to meet Mike, and Mike wanted to, you know, I mean, because I kept telling her about, Susan was Mike's fiance, I kept telling her about these experiences I was having with Mike, and I thought it was a great way that Mike could communicate with Susan, because that's really what he wanted to do, is say goodbye to her and have his last moment with her before he passed on and to the next level, I guess. And during the out-of-body experience, you know, I was warned not to go into the light. And the first time with Susan, we couldn't actually accomplish everything we wanted, yet I didn't shut down the channel. And so, yes, I made another out-of-body experience by myself this time. And I hugged Mike, and I literally kind of backed him into the light. And as the light touched me, I was given some gifts to bring back to teach. And it took me a while to figure out exactly what it meant, yet the message was that everything in this life is borrowed, and that you have to give it all back. And the only thing you get to keep is the love that you gave, the love that you receive, and the experiences that your soul gets to have. And it's been a very powerful lesson for me throughout life, because I've realized, Donna, that every challenge that we experience in this lifetime is a self-love issue. That when a person really loves themselves, they won't allow themselves to be poor anymore. Because you just want to treat somebody you love that way. You know, you want to hold yourself back from achieving all your grand dream goals. And certainly somebody who loves themselves wouldn't smoke cigarettes or abuse themselves with drugs or alcohol. That this is all about self-love. And when we love ourselves, we wouldn't do dishonest things in business either. You know, it would be about abundance and a win-win mentality. And that's really what the message means, is that, you know, when you attach love to everything in your life, certainly through the beginning of self-love, you do get to take it all with you, not the actual physical presence of it, yet the essence of it all and the experiences that your soul got to have while you're here.
You have a chapter in your book called The Formula for Creation. In this chapter, you say, exercise your mind with consistent, new, empowering thoughts every day, and you will strengthen your creation system. If you don't exercise your mind, it will grow weak and atrophy, just as your muscles do when you don't exercise them. If you don't use it, you lose it. I think that is so true, and there is a wonderful awareness that when we can have it, and of course, I think you've attained it. if you can just have mindfulness about where you are and that how you think and what you have in any moment, like you said earlier, if you're appreciative of what you've got and there is the expectation of what you aspire for, there eventually is going to be the result. Maybe not exactly as you would expect it to be, but it will be there.
Well, I actually believe, Donna, that in life, most people wish really big, and they expect very little. And in life, you actually get what you expect. And so I say raise your expectations on yourself, and you'll live up to those expectations and expect more out of yourself that, you know, of what you do want, and you'll start to, you know, achieve those things. And gratitude is so powerful, to be appreciative of everything. Like, you know, when you find a penny on the ground, you know, pick it up and really thank the universe for giving you the abundance that you've been asking for. Because when you can be appreciative of the penny, well, then the $100 and the $1 million starts to show up. But if you can't appreciate the penny, well, the universe says, well, it's, to me, it's all the same thing. It's just energy. And you asked for free money, or you asked for abundance, and here I gave it to you, and you didn't even appreciate it. So why would you think if I put a bunch of zeros on the end of it, then you're going to appreciate it? Because you really won't. So it's about training yourself to be grateful for all of it. And when you do, it just more starts to show up, because gratitude is, you know, your way to thank the Creator for everything that you've gotten and to say, okay, I'm ready for some more. But if you don't have gratitude, the Creator says, why would I give you anything else when you don't appreciate all that I've given you, which is everything? It's very easy that way.
You see, in order to fly, you have to let go of the world that you're hanging on to.
Yep.
How can someone recognize that the world that they're hanging on to isn't really the one they want?
Well, it's because in life, we all either we evolve or we dissolve. Nothing stays the same. The law of vibration says that everything's in motion. So we're either growing or we're decaying. So we've all mastered the world that we live in right now. You know, we live in a comfort zone. We live it day in, day out. We're pretty habitual that way. Well, you know, in order to get to that next level of life, there's going to be certain things you're going to have to let go of, because the law of displacement says that two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. So you're going to have to make room for that new life that you want. So as an example, a lot of people, they're in a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner that they're not really happy with, and they're saying, well, that person's Mr. or Mrs. Almost Right, but I really want Mr. Right. So I'm going to hang on to the relationship I have until that new person comes along. But the truth is that that new person won't come along, because the person you're talking about that you want in your life probably wouldn't interfere with a person who has a relationship already. So they would see you already in a relationship and just pass you by. The energy would just pass you by. So you have to be able to be willing to let go of that. But so many people have so much fear that if I let go of this, then I'll have nothing. But the fact is that if you're not happy in where you are, you really don't have anything anyway. And the abundant mind says that I know it will show up. The scarcity mind says that I have to hang on to what I have just in case other stuff doesn't show up. So it's really about checking in with, you know, letting go of those things that aren't supporting you anymore so that you can make room for the things you really do want.
What is the second biggest lie?
Well, the second biggest lie is that when you become an adult, it's okay to give up on your goals and dreams, and it's not, you know, it really isn't, and it's a lie. Ricky Nelson, the late great rock and roll star Ricky Nelson, who I was a huge fan of, I was allowed to go backstage with Ricky when I was 15 years old and meet him, and he was such a huge idol of mine, and Ricky told me, you know, very clearly, he said, kid, you know, you got this amazing energy, and you're going to do something with your life, and he goes, whatever you do, don't give up on your dreams. Because when you give up on your dreams, you die. He said that, you know, you'll still be walking around as a person, but you'll be more like a zombie, because the spark of excitement and passion for your life will be gone from your eyes, and that basically you're just waiting around to die. And that's what happens when you give up on your dreams. It's, you know, the dreams are the things that move us forward in life and give our life meaning and passion. And it's actually easier to go after your grand dream goals than it is to go after small, piddly goals, because you're passionate about them. And you really want to have that experience. So it is. It's a lie that, you know, as you become an adult, it's okay to give up on your dreams, because it really isn't, because then you're teaching your kids and everybody else around you that it's okay for them to give up on theirs too.
With great power comes great responsibility. I agree with that. I think that that is very true. You have gone through sections of your life experience where you have disempowered yourself. Then you turned things around and became more aware and decided to take that positioning of personal responsibility. And you have created a great deal of abundance in your life. You've done this, I feel, being more and more aware of because of your experiences with Mike. How has this changed for you through the years? What have you found that from the experiences that you had, which some people would call paranormal, Mike in his own way was a teacher for you, as Carol was and so many others. How have you found your life at this point in time progressing in a direction that maybe you would never have imagined?
Well, that's a great question, Donna. Is the thing that I think I've learned more than anything else is that, you know, we're all here to interact, and we're all starring and producing our own movie called Life, and we're all co-starring in each other's movie, and because of that, it's really about adding as much value as you can while you're here. Now, certainly, not just adding value to others and not to yourself, because that's actually more of an egotistical activity, because, you know, it's hard to give away love if you don't have it for yourself. It's like writing a $1 million check in an empty bank account. Yet, once you fill yourself up with value, you know, you take responsibility to make sure that you're loved and that you're healthy and that you're happy. And when you make sure that you're loved and happy and healthy, then you'll spread that love to others. And I'm not just talking about egotistical, where you're just thinking about only yourself. I'm just making sure that you take care of yourself and you make sure that you treat yourself right and that you surround yourself with happy, positive, loving people, because you'll become one. And since then, you know, Donna, there's like an example of this is there's a school in Cincinnati, Ohio that 3 years ago I was asked to speak at. And it turns out it's a junior high school that they have a 100% dropout rate.
A 100, excuse me?
100%? Yeah, 100%. No kids make it through high school for 20 years. And that in the last 7 years before I got there, 12 kids made it into high school, but nobody graduated.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. That's where I felt. And I thought that I can't just stand here and give a seminar and walk away and think that I've done my job here, you know, that I actually have to take some real responsible action, because action is what produces the results. And so I made an offer to these kids that I'm going to create a program for them starting this week, and that I'll have coaches there to facilitate it, which I do, and that if whoever chooses to come to this program and stay in it and graduate high school, I will pay for 4 years of university for them out of my own pocket. Well, every kid that took me up on the offer that day, they've been in the program now 3 years. Most of them are on the honor roll. Two kids just got scholarships, and next year they're all going to graduate. I have a 100% success rate. And as of this month, we're now globalizing this program, and I'm going to be doing my two-day program for youth all over the world, putting 500 kids in the seats at a time, giving them the two-day program, transforming their life. It's called Life to the Max, and then literally having a four-year ongoing every month follow-up program for them, so that we can transform their lives. And it's absolutely for free for all the youth. And I'm doing it for the adults as well, because adults are just kids that grew up.
That's incredible.
Well, see, when you have abundance, you can actually share it.
Mm-hmm. And what an inspiration to these young people. Now, let me ask you a question. You had these young people. They hadn't, I mean, that is just incomprehensible to me. The school would even be kept open if they had 100% failure.
Yeah.
You go in, you propose something. How many kids responded to you?
35.
35 kids responded to you.
Yeah.
This gave them something that was really special. But why was it more special when you gave it to them? What was the challenge you presented to them?
Well, the thing is, part of the stipulation is that in order to be in the program, that you have to do community service. See, since they're not paying for the program, if you want value in life, you have to add value. It's called the law of circulation. As you sow, so shall you reap. And so, you know, the kids have to contribute. They have to give back. And the other part of the contribution is that when they succeed in life, they have to come back to the community and they have to help out. So it can either be with money, it can be with their time, or maybe creating a program themselves, or guidance, or maybe it's opening a business there and turning the neighborhood around. Maybe it's buying a building and urban renewing it, or whatever it is, but they have to contribute back. So because of that, and I gave them hope, one of the magical moments that I've experienced so far with my group of kids is that last time I was in town, my father had passed away, and I went back to Chicago to the funeral, and so I stopped in Cincinnati to see the kids, and as I was talking to them, I noticed there was a mom sitting in the back of the room, and when I got done with my presentation, she came up to me and she said, "Why are you doing this? You know, you live in Australia." I said, "Well, ma'am, I grew up in a neighborhood like this, and somebody helped me, and I was smart enough to take the hand of somebody helping me out of this neighborhood, and look what it's done for me. So it's my responsibility to extend my hand backwards and pull somebody else out, because your kids are my future too, and I'm going to invest in them." And she said, "You know, Kirk, you know what it's like to be a mom where you have kids in this neighborhood? You're keeping them off drugs. You're keeping them out of gangs. You're making them go to school. But you know that even if they make it, they still don't have any hope because, we can't financially get them to university. We can't get them out of this neighborhood. And it's almost a hopeless situation. And now I have hope again. And thank you very much." And that's what I gave to the kids, not only some real hope, but we gave them some actually real strategies, some real life skills. And they're using it.
Correct. That is absolutely phenomenal. Your book, How Would Love Respond, you have as a statement underneath the title, "Imagine if you were given a gift so powerful that you knew you had to share it with the world." Kirk Ashley is my guest. This is his story. And believe me, we just barely scratched the surface of the material in here. It is a book that empowers you. It is a book that enables you to share a person's personal experience, good, bad, and indifferent. It's a book that can help you change and transform your thinking. Or maybe you'd be able to do something like Kirk's doing with young people. It's in whatever way you want. Kirk, what is your website that people can go to?
Well, I actually have two. One I have specifically for the book, which is just howwouldlove.com, and you can see great, write your own reviews and read some great testimonials and find out about the book. And I'm very, very honored. I mean, it rocketed to the top of the bestsellers list. I'm in awe. I know my father would be very proud of me, my hero. So I'm very proud of that. So that's howwouldlove.com. And then my normal website is kurekashley.com, which is kurekashley.com.
Kirk, I know you've got an incredibly intense schedule. We'll mention your two websites again, howwouldlove.com and kurekashley.com. And Kurek is spelled K-U-R-E-K, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y.com. It's been absolutely a delight having you as a guest. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Do you have a quick thought that you would like to leave my audience with?
Yes, I would, Donna. First, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your show and to help me spread the word out there. And if anybody wants to come to our programs coming up, please register on my newsletter on my website, because we'll let you know. And it's absolutely free to get your kids to come to the program. And we have a youth an adult program as well. And I guess the piece I'd like to share with everybody is just that to remind all of us that we are truly going to be dead forever. I mean, you might get reincarnated and come back from heaven and all that stuff. That's great. But while we're in this container, this life that we're living right now, it's a one-time ride. So while you're here, live it to the very fullest. Get as many experiences in as you can, because when you really understand that you're going to die, you really start to live. And that's what my life's been about. It's been a massive adventure. It's like being Indiana Jones. And that's only because I really am very in touch with that this could be over at any moment. And so I'm trying to squeeze in as much wonderful experience as I can while I'm here.
Kirk Ashley, his book, How Would Love Respond? It's a good read. This is Donna Sebo again. Correct. Thank you for being my guest. This
Thank
is
you.
Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. Don't forget his website, howwouldlove.com or kurekashley.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here we go with the phone numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And if you're a first-time listener, it's really simple. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. After that, I will give you my perceptions, and of course, then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. So again, 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. Or 530-876-3222. Now, tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Richard Petty. This is a man that has such an extensive background in medicine and alternative treatments. It's always a joy to have him on the show because not only is he very aware of different modalities in medicine, but also he's quite the philosopher. So we're going to be talking about healing, meaning, and purpose tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss this. Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
First name, Jenny, calling from Lakeside, California.
Well, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jenny, the first thing I'm looking at with you is the word patience, and actually I'm getting a couple of words. I'm getting patience, I'm getting forgiveness, and I'm also being told to tell you it's okay to cry. You have been going through a roller coaster effect emotionally and also in certain aspects of your life. You've just been going through loop-de-loops, and it's like you're buckled into it and you're saying, I didn't ask for this. This is not what I wanted. But it's slowing down. It's coming to a stop. And it's okay to go through the emotional roller coaster ride that you're still going to be experiencing for a while. It is necessary so that you can have clarity. The emotional up and downs are needed so that you can really have integrity with yourself about what you want, how you want your life to go, and you need to be unafraid of looking at it. You need to be unafraid of feeling vulnerable. And this is so important because what I'm looking at is if you will be at peace with the discord that is showing up in your life, if you will take the proper actions necessary, realizing that the discord is important for you to step away totally from what you don't want, you are going to be able to get through these challenging 2 to 3 months that are coming up, and you'll come out with the slate clear. But you must do what is important for you to do. Don't expect others to do it for you. You must do it yourself. This is so very, very important. Very, very important. So I would like to encourage you to be patient with yourself. I would like to encourage you to really take good care of yourself so that you realize that being selfish at this time for your own well-being is almost mandatory so that you can do what you need to do with your changes, get through whatever this muck is that you're going through, get it behind you permanently so that you're unencumbered. Because in the past, you have had heavy burdens and had many extenuating circumstances, and you still carried parts of them with you. You'd let parts of it go, but you say, well, I still got to keep it. And I want to say, no, that's not a requirement. That's not necessary. So by the time you finish this process, you should not be encumbered in any way, shape, or form. You'll be able to stand tall, stand with a clear concept of what it is that you really want to see accomplished and done. And it's going to come from the deepest part of yourself, and you're going to move forward. You're not going to have a shackled feeling at all. But this is part of what you're going through right now. It's never easy. Never, ever easy. But it just seems like we have to do it sometimes just to be able to recognize who we are. What would you like to ask me today?
Oh, lots of thoughts there you gave me. Thank you.
I'm sorry, dear. I can't hear you. Would you speak up a little louder?
Yeah, you gave me a lot to think about. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do you see a man coming into my life?
Oh, I see men coming in and out of your life like they're in a revolving door. I don't think that there is a difficulty of attracting men into your space. What it is attracting the right kind of person that's not going to be bringing big bags of garbage with them.
Right.
And part of this is you need to make it okay that that's not acceptable to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, oh, yeah, but as soon as someone gives you a certain sob story, it's like the caretaker comes in big time. So you need to be okay with this process of working with yourself. I would say put yourself first. The right companion, the right person for you as a partner is going to be there, but you're clearing away a lot of stuff right now. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if you attracted some real oddballs.
Oh, my.
And that's okay. It's all right. Oddballs make the world interesting. You just don't want to be stuck with them.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to be around someone that is of that dispositioning, that very needy, I want to be rescued, my life is the pits because this person did that to me, or I was never loved, and boy, I know you can just do everything for me, and all this Mickey Mouse stuff that often is given out. You need to be able to see it and bless it and release it and say, thank you but I have cleaned house, and I don't want your garbage on my front porch. I don't need it.
Right. Yeah.
Your biggest concern is you're afraid of being alone.
Oh, you think, I'm afraid of being alone?
Mm-hmm. And you need to make it okay, because you're not going to be. But you want to attract the type of person that's going to be the harmonious partner that you want in your life,
uh-huh.
who will walk side by side with you.
Right.
But you need to give time to yourself, dear. You really need to give yourself that individual attention.
Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day, Jenny.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. That's How Simple It Is. Just give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. So just give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Wow, I don't know about your part of the world, but in my part of the world, here in the Pacific Northwest, the sun actually is coming out and shining. And I was out working in the garden a little bit. My weeds, my blackberries that I did not invite into the garden had grown about 4 feet. This is the time of the year when they just expand. So I'm out there with a silicone mitt because the thorns on these things are just like an inch long. So pulling it out, and I didn't realize until actually today when I looked in the mirror, I had gotten a light sunburn. Well, here in the Pacific Northwest, we're so used to the gray that when the sun comes out, we go into shock. I mean, it's just one of those things. Well, the sun has been coming out. The weather has just been beautiful. In fact, it's warming up very nicely. And I thought, uh-oh, I've got to remember. I have to wear a visor. I have to protect my skin because that's something I've always done. Well, it's good to know why sunburn is not so healthy for you. I mean, let's face it, if you were born in California as I was, or you on the islands of Hawaii or in any place like the Caribbean, the Bahamas, where you've got glorious sun frequently, you feel like, gee whiz, I should have this brown look because that's what's going to make me look just absolutely wonderfully healthy and it's just so macho or glamorous looking. Well, I learned many years ago that's not necessarily the case, and for women as well as men, you will age very quickly. I hate wrinkles. I just hate them. So if you don't want to get wrinkles prematurely, you stay out of the sun. Well, I came across some information about why sunburn does the damage that it does. It's a little bit more than just turn a little red and then it goes away. You know, often after sun exposure, like I did yesterday, it just didn't seem like it was much of anything at all, we'll see a little bit of pink. Well, that comes from the dilation of the capillaries in reaction to the ultraviolet B rays. Now, the actual burn that you see later is caused by a series of chemical reactions. Mehmet C. Oz, who is a physician, said mast cells in the skin release chemicals like histamine and serotonin, triggering more chemical production and inflammation. And within 12 hours, your skin cells begin to die, and the inflammation that you see turns the skin a darker red. Now, the UV radiation can damage your DNA. It sets you up for possible skin cancer and suppressing immunity. But your skin fights back. Yes, it does fight back. As soon as you're exposed to UV radiation, your skin cells called melanocytes release melanin pigment that blocks UV rays in the form of a tan that can reflect UV light. To prevent burns, use a sunscreen that blocks both UVA and UVB rays and apply it again and again. Take care of yourself. Remember, ladies, wear hats. Be sure you remember, too, your entire body is affected. And let me share a tip with you when it comes to taking care of the skin. Don't wear perfume on your skin. Don't spray your skin or anything else. What happens is when you're out in the sun, the chemicals in the perfume, it'll actually cause your tan to look mottled. So put some on a cotton, put it inside your bra, your bathing suit, whatever you want, but don't put it on the skin that's going to be exposed to the sun. I know, because that happened to me when I was in Hawaii. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Lots of good things to share. Don't go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and if you want to chat with me, just give me a buzz at 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Remember, all I need is your first name or your initial, and we'll take it from there. Okay, how about continuing on with the horoscopes? I wasn't able to give all of them out yesterday, so this is what's in store for those of you born for the summer, born under the sign of Virgo. Oh, yes, you strong, intelligent people, you. Well, this month of June is just about over, but by golly, you're going to still have some fun before the end of the month. And dating, well, if you're a single person, I think you're going to have an opportunity of a lifetime. During the month of July, which is just around the corner for us, you're going to be busy. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of work on your plate of life, and you may want to see if you can take a break. After all, it's summertime, and you're going to really want to see some things and get out and be busy. Well, also, be aware that if you're really doing your work well, if you're really going above and beyond the call of duty, you're going to be recognized, and you've got an apex of growth that is occurring for you in your career. Virgo is also during August. You are going to have a lot of good times ahead of you. You're going to find yourself really meeting people, enjoying your environment, enjoying your life, because you're going to be feeling more lighthearted. If you've been going through some tough times, well, they're pretty much just about over. Now, what about you Capricorns, you little goats, you? Seems like you always have to climb mountains one way or another. Well, this month of June, there's still some time left. You may have not just a lot of little blessings in your life, but also a wonderful interaction with people. It could be a little romance for some of you Capricorns out there. July, you're going to find that relationships are again a focus, not just for June, but also for July. Don't be afraid to sock away some extra cash. Be thrifty, because later on in the year, you're going to be finding that you're going to need that cash. So be that prudent little mountain goat that you are, and just keep stowing things away. Now, with the month of August, you're going to find, again, money's on your mind, and you're really going to be interested in working with investments. How can you make your money grow? This is a great time for you to explore that and to reach for knowledge on a better level. For those of you under the sign of Aquarius, your creativity this month of June has really blossoming. And you've got to watch it, because you are going to find it can take you into some adventures of activities. It may keep you a little bit busier than what you expect. Also, you're going to find that the month of June has been giving you some thoughts about how can you make money work more effectively for you. Do you need to take a second job, or do you need to sell some of the things that you've got, maybe on eBay? Well, as we come into July, you're going to find that your wellness, your health is going to be very much a focus for you, and you're going to be very attentive as to how you take care of yourself. Also, you are going to be doing brainstorming with people to find out what you can do to supplement your income. Money, too, is going to be there on your plate. And you're also going to find in August, there's going to be so much good information coming your way. The opportunities you've been looking for are going to be available to you. Maybe not exactly as you expect, but they will be available to you. And then last but not least in the zodiac is Pisces. With this month of June, you are going to find friends mean so much to you. And July, that's going to be very significant as well for you. You're going to want to really clear the air and have good communications with people. It seems like that is so important to you. And also, it looks like a vacation is going to be in the offing. Of course, it's that time of year. Why wouldn't you? But maybe you've been putting it off, thinking you might want to do it later. Well, take that short break. You'll be very glad that you did. August, you're really going to be paying attention to how you look, how you feel, and giving yourself that tender, loving care. Those of you under the sign of Pisces, you're also going to want to have some R&R, and you're going to want to be very mindful of how you spend your money. You're going to find, too, that your intuition is in very high drive for you. So that finishes up the zodiac for the summer of 2008. And, hey, there's a lot more things to come. Remember always, you are the person that when you get information, you use it, and it is going to serve you well if you use it in a way that's going to benefit you. Okay, we've got, again, the phone lines of 877-876-5227, also 888-815-9756 if you would like to call in. Also, I want to thank those of you that have been sending me these wonderful stories and points of information, and I got this wonderful email. And by the way, if you have something special you want to send me, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. This is from Janet, and she said, I'm an ER nurse, and this is the best description of this event that I've ever seen. Please read, pay attention, and send it on. Share it with people. And I thought this was very important because women can have heart attacks and not even know that they're having a heart attack because all of the descriptions of typical heart attack symptoms with the arm and pressure in the chest and all of this, it doesn't happen to women this way. Well, this is a story about Diane, who as a nurse said, this was my experience and I want women to know about it. She said, I've always been aware, again, she's a nurse, that female heart attacks are different. However, myocardial infarction. Oh, hello. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I didn't know you were there. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Michael Austin.
And Michael, where are you calling in from?
From Austin, Texas.
From Austin, Texas. I'm sorry, I thought that was your last name. Okay, Michael, let's get down to business with you because we don't have much time left. First thing, Michael, that I'm looking at, your hard work is going to pay off. You've got to reinvent a strategy for your own self-promotion. And this is something that's going to take you time to be able to put together. If you want to really branch out and have like 4 or 5 different venues you'd like to see yourself in, you're going to need some help. You cannot do it by yourself. So if you're interested in doing that, if you would like to do that, I'd like to see you brainstorm with 1 or 2 people that have done something like this on their own. Get their feedback. Not all of their suggestions are you going to want to utilize. Technology is going to serve you, but just to a point. You are going to need to have some assistance. And I think you can piggyback with some other people in a way and manner where you will have the support so that economically you'll see the funds flowing through and to you, and then you'll be able to dispense them by maybe hiring someone on a regular basis with you in the capacity that you want. But you've got these major changes coming in, and this is great. Uh-oh, we're almost out of time. Do you have a quick question?
You seem to hit it right on.
Oh, that's marvelous.
That was what my question was about career.
Well, hey, you're on the right track. just know you've got to do some strategizing.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your call. Oh, my word. The hour just flew by. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. We're going to have Dr. Petty on tomorrow. Don't ever forget that educating yourself, opening your mind to different paradigms of thought, always going to stretch those mental muscles that you need to keep in good shape. You always make the choice of what you believe in and what you don't. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be here right here at the same time, same place on bbsradio.com. Join us, won't you? I'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.